Hello, everybody, and welcome to Chapter 2, which focuses on the management of information in an HRIS system. So as we all know, an HRIS system is a computerized system, which is an information system that makes use of the computers and the information technology and monitors, control, and influences the movement of information in the organization. In this particular chapter, we are going to take a look at some important elements related to the management of information in an HRIS system. We are going to take a look at analyzing the needs of a modern HRIS system. We shall also look at and understand what are the quintessentials of information retrieval through an HRIS system. We are also going to take a look at and understand the process of creating effective and robust HRIS solutions. The needs of processing of transactions in the diverse HRIS systems found across industries is also a topic of discussion. So let us begin with the introductory portion of this particular chapter. Hello, everybody, and welcome to. So from the beginning of the HRIS development, the human resources departments are collecting and storing vast amounts of employee-related information. Such information can help hire new talent, identify the skill gaps, and measure performance. They also create a whole new set of challenges for the HR professionals who are manning these systems. The challenges can range from information related to recruitment and workforce characteristics to payroll and handling of employee information and history. These systems provide the organizations a customized access to critical information, which also needs to be managed in a seamless and sensitive manner. Hello. Thus, an effective HRIS provides information on just about anything the organization needs to track and analyze about employees, former employees, and applicants. Most organizations currently utilize web-based employee applications or other technology in human resource management for storing and retrieving of information. A significant benefit for online systems is the existence of automation. As we know that employee paperwork for new and existing hires is often a time-consuming process. Hello, everybody. Thus, a great many decisions need to be made in the course of adopting and implementing an HRIS. The specific needs of the organization should dictate the type of the human resource information systems that are chosen by the organizations who want to, understand as well as yield information from them. For example, all new hires may need to fill out paperwork for medical, dental, retirement, or other benefits, which will pass through the HRIS systems. Thus, technology in human resource management allows an organization to find new ways of handling paperwork related to employee hires and benefits. Hello. Moving of traditional activities from a manual to a technological process may be time consuming and expensive. Additionally, the potential for hardware or software to fail is also a problem that an organization may need to consider. Any project as potentially expensive, complex, and time-consuming as the addition or upgrading of an HRIS needs to be carefully analyzed. This needs to be analyzed because it's a very costly affair. Thus, being prepared for unforeseen circumstances as well as technological issues is a must, as failure to handle employee data can result in heavy fines or penalties as well. Hello. Thus, an effective HRIS system provides information on just about anything the organization needs to track and analyze about the employees, former employees and applicants, as stated in a slide before. In this context, the use of an online system has become common and beneficial. In today's contemporary world, most organizations possess an intranet that all employees can access in order to fill out documents, review current benefits, or handle other tasks related to specific benefits. I believe you have been able to recollect the example that was provided in the previous chapter from the context of the use of the intranet. Well, having said this, the organizations must also have secure environments for the storage and retrieval of critical employee information and documents. Hello. In order to create better and more robust HRIS processes and systems, we should thoroughly analyze the requirements of a modern HRIS system. A human resource information system can be as large or as small as is necessary and may contain one or two modules or up to 20 or so. At every stage of development of the HRIS, the HR managers begin to see the possibility of new applications for the automated software applications. Hello everybody. The notion is to integrate many of the different human resource functions. Everything nowadays is being computerized, and especially when it comes to human resource information systems, the HR have to be aware about the system in a manner such that all subsystems become more integrated. The information that is necessary for employee management, knowledge development, career growth and development, and equal treatment of employees needs to be facilitated properly through a modern HRIS system. Hello everybody. Managers today can access the information they need to legally, ethically, and effectively support the success of their reporting employees. In this context, the information technology plays a vital role for all departments, especially for the HR department in any organization. As we know, the human resource managers currently are using the third generation of the HRIS. This generation features computerized HRIS through a function or a feature-rich, broad-based, self-contained suite of systems. Now we shall take a look at how the HRIS systems function in the latest modes. Thus, it has been observed that the latest HRIS systems have been transformed from being mere databases of information to well-articulated tools with which human resource professionals could do much more. Human resource management, or HRM, functions in organizations have seen big changes over the years. In the field of human resource management, information systems have been limited until recently to payroll preparation, job status and work history report of new hires, and the procedures related to termination and insurance payment. Gradually, however, progressive organizations have started to build new systems in the areas of collective bargaining, employee manuals, training of employees, performance appraisal, along with other organizational functions. Thus, with the advent of sophisticated software a couple of decades ago, computer-based information systems can be used in almost any function in the human resource management suite. So the HR professionals have realized that HRIS functions, if aligned to the business as strategic partnerships, can yield unimaginable results. Being a critical business unit, they are no longer living in an isolated world, and they are now moving rapidly, or they are on a roll. With the help of computerization, personal information systems, employee record and file can be integrated and retrieved for cross-referencing and forecasting. The system in this case should be oriented towards decision-making rather than just record-keeping. Today, in fact, just not HR, but every business unit is on board for supporting the strategic missions and the vision of the responsive or respective organizations. So, a critical question that could be asked at this juncture is, why is HRI so important or critical? To answer this, we need to understand that the employees are the biggest asset in the organization. And to manage this asset, it is critical to have a system in which their personal information is contained. Many organizations have seen a need to transform the way human resource operations are performed in order to keep up with the new technology and increasing number of employees. In the past, record keeping was done, as we've come to discuss in the previous chapter, on papers and files, but now it is being happening through the HRI systems. The modern human resource information system is able to drastically reduce the waste and cost, which was mentioned in the previous chapter. The human resource professionals realize that there is a need to change to a more computerized system and to understand the use of information technology in facilitating the processes related to human resource management. By making this paradigm shift or transition to IT-based functions, they became able to keep more accurate records as well as better prepare for the future growth. Hence, with the use of internet-based technology, programs like artificial intelligence-based applications, which are based on the internet, electronic recruitment systems, electronic timesheet software, and time-off systems have become prominent. As we can understand from the previous discussions, the need of HRIs has, been realized by the vast sectors and the different organizations in diverse industries. It has been instrumental in helping the IT managers to provide more reaches to employees in an empathetic manner. Thus, from the above discussion, we come to understand that analyzing the needs and implementing the needs of a modern HRI system are critical to the success of any organization. It is thus a known fact that HRI systems have been in existence using technology since the early 1950s. Due to the increasing competitive pressure, the process got accelerated in the 80s in the wake of cost reduction, improved productivity, and advancements in technology. Thus, major HRIS providers are concentrating on the small and middle-range organizations as well as the giants in the industry. They're also coming up with very specific software modules which would cater to any of the HRIS needs. SAP and PeopleSoft have been prominent names over the last few decades who provide HR modules within different diverse businesses, which is backed up by a lot of business intelligence. Hence, HRIS would soon be an integral part of HR activities of every organization. The literature on electronic HRM or human resource management and human resource information systems, commonly known as HRIS, recognizes many key advantages of leveraging technology the delivery of HR services such as transaction cost reduction and cycle time, streamlining and re-engineering of HR processes, and enhancing the efficiency and effectiveness of HR processes and functions, as well as the improvement of employee satisfaction by delivering quick HR services and shifting the focus of HR from mere instruments of processing transactions to becoming strategic functions for the HRM. Hello. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to share an HRI study finding. So in a recent global study, it was concluded that HRIs primarily improves human resource management's administrative efficiency for cost reduction and strengthens the HR policies and procedures. It is also instrumental in identifying and tracking the information through the system, also helps the senior managers assess the skills and talents of their subordinates. It is instrumental in generating a wide range of reports, resumes, employee profiles, replacement tables, and succession analysis reports. So these were some of the findings that the study had. In the subsequent slides, we're also going to look at a few other things that the studies indicate at. So the study also indicates that organizations of the future are going to be communication organizations. Organizational communication, to be precise, is the process by which groups of people convey company goals and the way to reach them. Organizational communication is an integral part of effective management practices within the workplace. Productive and thoughtful dialogue can make or break an organization and relationships within it. Now, this is facilitated by the human resource information systems, with the data and information passing through it and reaching the various departments. Thus, information, communication, and knowledge are interrelated words. To be precise, knowledge is not possible without pertinent and timely information. Without organized and regular communication, information is deemed to be worthless and undependable. The studies indicate that organizations of the future will have to have this communication as an essential support and a guiding framework. Hello? Communication thus becomes a necessary foundation for organizing activities. It is said to be the glue or the mortar that binds the entire organizational structures together. Communication in this context tends to address more specific interactions between employees, managers, and the various levels of management. Even a basic understanding is critical for anyone looking to increase the productivity in the organization. Thus, organizations are not very dissimilar to living organisms or living systems. They too establish and maintain themselves through communication with their environment and amongst their parts. Hello. We come to know that HRI systems are critical and important. Here we are providing you with more important information that HRI systems has three sources of information which are critical for us to understand. The first piece of information is analytical information from other departments. So as we are aware, every department is interdependent or dependent on other departments. Hence, critical information moving in from other departments is also useful in facilitating the smooth flow of communication and information. Through various survey methods and engagement information, there is a retrieval and storing and processing of information. Information can also be retrieved from external sources, example, outsourcing the data collection or from external data warehouses. If the organizations represent buildings, departments are the building blocks, and communication is the substance that binds them together. Various departments come together in this interplay. Departments such as the marketing, finance, accounting, operations, as well as the human resource departments have to collaborate with one another to reach the departmental and organizational objectives and goals. Thus, effective communication positively contributes to organizational collaboration that needs to occur. The HRIS in this context uses an organizational-wide network of human resource data, information services, databases, which are based on HR transactions. The study of HRIS practices across the globe or the global organizations has resulted in the establishment of the fact that the enhanced functionality hardly had any positive effect on employee competencies, but rather it resulted more in cost reduction and reduced administrative chaos. This proves a point that information retrieved in the proper manner can result in more effectiveness of the system. Hello. The function of an organization therefore comprises essentially of two kinds of resources. The first type is known as the technical resource, which includes raw materials, equipment, capital, and the second type of resource is known as the human resource, which includes the work done by the employees, their ideas, and the skills that they possess. So the properly designed HRI systems need to encompass both these functionalities in order to make them work together like teams who can accomplish much more than was envisioned. So basically, an organization exists due to the teaming up or the pooling of these resources. Individuals can accomplish potentially more together than they can achieve it individually. The key to creating an environment of effective communication and pooling of resources can be built through a robust HRIS, which helps in building a comprehensive organizational communication plan. In this particular slide, through this picture, we are going to understand the important elements of retrieving of information from HRIS and the three important methods employed in this context. Today, the world-class infrastructure, as we know, is created primarily to provide speed, capability, lower latency, and high availability to organizations. Now, this is accessible to the organizations through technological distribution centers, which are also known as technology data distribution centers. These are of a prime importance for the efficient functioning of the organizations. Another important element here is the HR service delivery, which is done and facilitated by the human resource information systems. The HR service delivery refers to the function that supports and provides services to the respective employees of organizations. The HR service delivery solution will span the entire employee's life cycles, right from the hiring to retirement. These services might include elements like onboarding, payroll, and benefits. The last thing that we are going to discuss here is conducting of HR service delivery. So conducting the HR service delivery is a function that supports and provides services to employees, whether they are a contracted employee or a contracted labor or as a high-ranking CEO who heads the organization. Unlike other functions or features, such as compensation and benefits or talent acquisition, the HR service delivery is one function that spans the entire lifespan, as was mentioned in the previous point, from the application to departure and all the moments in between. So it provides a holistic platform to understand the needs of the employees. Hello. From the context of the essentials of information retrieval in HRIS, we need to understand that these services are the first set of applications to be resorted to when employees need anything. Even though the recent HRIS framework is perceived as complicated, because at times it appears complex due to its comprehensiveness, yet due to its user-friendly and feature-packed nature, it can be customized to the specific needs of the HR function. Thus, the HRIS can leave a lasting impression on not only the HR team, but the entire organization. And we know how important employee-related information is in the current contemporary world. Hence, it is critical to ensure that HRIS delivers the best possible service to its employees. Hello. Here we continue our discussion about the essentials of information retrieval in human resource information systems. Needing to access multiple different systems to find information or wait for legacy tools to load can impede HR functions from providing superior service. HR ends up spending time searching for information or navigating chunky processes instead of focusing on attention and care of employees it deserves if the essential information is not being retrieved or processed properly. Today's HRIS concentrates primarily on web-based functionality to reduce this malfunction and usually focuses on an integrated database system encompassing several business modules under an enterprise resource planning system popularly known as ERP. One such technology of today, which helps in facilitating the smooth flow of information and retrieval and processing of information, is the Internet of Things, popularly called as IoT, which has become an increasingly important driver of improved performance at the workplace, wherein the sensitive digital electronic network built objects monitor, measure, and provide useful quantified information and data. This information can, subsequently be analyzed to ensure improved performance at the workplace. Many of these systems are now being used in the human resource information systems suite, with machines replacing the humans in almost every segment and sector. Important data analytics are taking the center stage in the organizational workflow. It has thus become increasingly essential and important for the HR to automate the monitoring of human productivity in terms of meaningful data and help them with the decision-making process in a strategic fashion. Thus, human resource systems are now using special features like the Internet of Things, cloud computing, and many advanced options, which we shall see in the subsequent chapters.